Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
I'm going to see what I can do about a French accent tonight. Eh?
Ooh la la. Is that? Ooh la la, that's French, right? It's got to be.
Yeah, I'm having trouble with the different nuances, too. Like, no? Is that French? Eh? French Canadian, huh?
I don't know.
A little Spanish? It's fine. I will have a corruption of all the accents this evening.
That's perfect. I think you nailed it, dude.
Elijah, are you ready to bring on the weird?
Oh, oui. No, and I never said I was good at it.
No, we don't claim to be good at it. When I teased it in the Rockfin thing, what I learned was, this was from two completely different sources that I learned this. The French, when they learn a new language, instead of having a French accent with whatever language they're learning, they would prefer to put the time and energy and the effort into learning how to speak like they do in that region.
Really?
So instead of speaking American or English with a French accent, which everybody loves, like if you go to Epcot or something, you go to the French section or wherever, then it's just so cool listening to somebody to speak with a different kind of accent.
That is pretty cool.
But the French are like, no, no, no. We must learn. We put the effort in. And they even said there's some places in France, certain restaurants, or maybe it's just, you know, person by person. But if you can't pronounce whatever you are trying to say in French and pronounce it correctly or by their personal standards, then they make you do it over and over.
Really?
So that seems a little bit, not aggressive, but like, oh, calm down, I'm learning, kind of thing. But I've heard in Spanish, like if you go to Mexico or if you go to Spain, then those people are a little more lenient when you sound like an American trying to speak the other language.
Really?
That's what my Spanish teacher said when I was in high school. I took Spanish 1 twice.
Mm. Well, I mean, we got to assume that she's right. Or he. Right?
Right. He. Or she. You're messing me up.
What?
I don't know what's happening anymore.
We never know what's happening in this show.
No.
I mean, sometimes, I guess.
Like right now. We're live. Yeah. Yeah, we're going live. And I was like, yeah, let's go live. So that's happening.
Yeah, I was messing around. I was looking at it. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try it, right?
Yep.
Why not?
So we're live on YouTube, and you tweeted that out. Are we live on Rockfin as well?
No, I'm waiting to hear back from, Jaime?
You can't say Heine. You can't go him Heine. That's rude. What the hell?
You're checking it right now, too?
Well, I was just looking at, I mean, the emails come in, so I checked stuff out, but now live on your channel, episode 156, The Beast of Javadon, or as you pronounce it in French, Le Bête du Javadon.
Yeah. Okay. Le Bête. Le Bête du. Le Bête?
Yeah, B-E-T-E, but it's pronounced Bête.
Bête. Le Bête Javadon.
Du Javadon. The Beast of Javadon.
Oh, my God. Okay.
That's fine. The Javadon location in those years, 17, where the hell is it? Damn it. 1764 to 1767, that area was pretty much, they were like the rednecks of France.
Okay.
They were really like backwater kind of people, and when I was when I learned that they were just these kind of hillbillies of France, I'm like, damn, they have the Beast of Guavadan. Look out, guys! Here comes the Beast of Guavadan.
You're what a scholar you are. You know?
I know, right?
It's amazing all over the place. That you can do the things you do, you know? I'm super impressed.
Na la bête du Javadon, man. Do you know anything about this? Well, is it a cryptid? I guess that's a really good question. Is it a cryptid or isn't it? Because this stuff happened. It wasn't like the Jersey Devil or the Thunderbird. Something was fucking people up in France in this time.
I would say it is a cryptid, but I don't know. I mean, you asked me if I knew anything about it, and the only thing I know was I had listened to a podcast before, a podcast I listened to rather frequently, and they did an episode on it. It was really good, but they came down to say they didn't believe it. I'm like, come on, man. Believe in something. You know?
Well, that's the Occam's razor thing. The best answer is the easiest answer.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of all over the place. I guess I'll save my final thoughts for the end, for this kind of thing. But in the beginning, when stuff first started happening, it was the summer after the Seven Years' War ended. You know anything about the Seven Years' War?
I guess it lasted 7 years.
I mean, that's one of the facts about that particular war. You're right.
No kidding. Wow, man.
Some people think they would almost qualify it as World War Zero.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was like that.
It encompassed Europe, but I don't know if the U.S. got involved or how much of Asia got involved or if Africa. Well, I guess I don't know. We're not going to talk about this because I have no idea about the Seven Years' War besides that it lasted from 1756 to 1763. Those are the 7 years of struggle between Britain and France.
Okay.
For the most part, it was those two that were fucking each other up, and then everybody else got involved. But in the end, France lost. And then the summer after that ended is when some shit started to go down.
Really?
In the burbs of Javadon.
Well, what happened?
And the summer of 1764. It was not a summer of love that year. No. A young woman named Marie Jean Vallée, who was tending cattle in the, I don't know how to pronounce this in French or even American. Mercure, M-E-R-C-O-I-R-E, forest. Mercure forest? We'll go with Mercure.
Let's go with it, man, because I don't fucking know either.
Near the town of Lejeune, in the eastern part of Javadon, she saw a beast like a wolf, yet not a wolf. Those were her words.
So what was different about it?
I think it was generally bigger, but it didn't quite have wolf features. She didn't say it, but later on people were saying it looked like it had kind of a snout, like a pig snout.
It's like some Jersey Devil type shit.
It was, and then shit got crazy and people started really going off the handle with the descriptions of this thing.
It was a fucking man bear pig.
Exactly.
Jeez.
This is a time when people were really up in the arms about animal hybrids. They didn't know what could be a hybrid. So they're like, oh shit, it's a fucking man bear pig, look out, here it comes.
We talked about that in our the vaccines episode, remember? People were afraid they're going to turn into fucking cows.
You got a little cowpox in your blood now to fend off the smallpox.
Well, that might be a good thing, you know?
Yep.
You could produce drinkable milk.
Ooh,
maybe
just the girls, right?
Wow. I don't. We might not want to go there.
That's a different road. That's a different show. So this young woman, Marie Jean Vallée, she was herding her. I heard multiple different things. It was either oxen, cattle, or sheep. But either way, it was just this young woman out there herding her flock of whatever she had. Is it a flock of oxen? Sure. Herd of oxen?
I would say herd. A flock doesn't sound very tough.
Yeah, I've heard of oxen. She had a whole flock of them.
Yeah, she had a gander of oxen.
A murder of oxen.
Ooh, that could be, that might make sense there, because oxen don't fuck around.
No. And these ones especially didn't, because the bulls of the herd charged the beast. See, this young woman lived after she encountered the lebet, the beast.
She lived?
The bulls drove off the beast, but her dogs ran away. Fucking cowards.
Well, you know what? What I always say is, can't trust a fucking dog. Get yourself an oxen.
Truer words have never been spoken.
I know everybody thinks, oh man, get yourself a lab. Great family dog. Is a lab going to protect you from a fucking beast of Jovodin? Huh?
No, no, no.
Nope. It's going to run away. And then what are you going to do? And you're screwed. You're going to say, shit, I wish I would have listened to Elijah. Got myself an oxen. Well,
don't go to Jovodin without an oxen, eh? But then, not long after that, let's see that. I have a timeline of things somewhere. That was the beginning of June when she first encountered it. And then June 30th, Jean Boulet was brutally murdered by Lebet.
Whoa.
Lebet did not mess around.
Brutally murdered, huh?
Yep. For most of the attacks, the beast would bite through necks and usually, well, I think, I wouldn't say more often than not, but many, many attacks, it ended up in decapitation and the head was gone.
Whoa.
Gone. Nowhere to be found. No head. So throughout the remainder of 1764, more attacks were reported across the region. So people died. August 8th, young 15-year-old girl. August 25th, a 15-year-old boy. September 1st, 15-year-old boy. All of these ones are dead. A woman on September 6th, a young boy on September 16th, a little girl on September 26th, a little girl on 28th, a young girl on October 7th, and then there's a few that were just attacked, but they didn't die. October 8th, and two on the 10th, which seems kind of weird. If there's only one beast, how was it? How'd it get two of them? Right?
Where? How far apart were the two?
I don't know, because what I'm looking at here is strictly a list of, it has the date of the attack, and then it has the person and how old they are.
Okay.
So October 10th, two of them got injured. And then October 19th, one was killed. November 25th, death. December 15th, a death. December 16th, an attack. And somebody saw it on the 18th. So from June 1764 to the end of the year, December 30th, someone was killed. There was 18 deaths, 5 wounded, and 4 just saw it.
Okay. And I think I wasn't paying attention because this live thing and a thing popped up. How does it kill them? It bites the neck and does what now?
What they found out for many of the attacks, it would bite through the neck and tear off the head.
Okay.
And the head was normally, they didn't find the heads very often. And then it would drink the blood. So there was evidence of it just licking up blood.
Oh, shit, dude.
Yeah. These were brutal attacks.
Like a vampire.
Right.
Sort of.
And ecologists or, you know, animal experts or whatever, they, in today's world, if there is a wolf attack in any part of the world, they're like, there's something wrong with the herd. Maybe there's too many of them in one spot, or that one was particularly rabid, or something is dramatically wrong. So they would have to investigate why that happened. And this time, they're like, oh, shit, fucking beasts everywhere. What are we doing? They're just coming to get us.
That's not good.
No.
You're like that the movie The Village. know what I mean?
Got people scared.
People were fucking scared there, and then they're like, holy shit, there's something out there to get us.
Yep.
And then they just all huddle together like, oh no.
And that became a problem because these were farmers and cattle herders and woodsmen. So nobody wanted to go out and do their jobs to thrive, to survive, because they were so scared of this thing coming to get them. No matter time of day, no matter time of year, because mm-hmm. it started in the summer and went straight through winter. People were terrified.
Yeah, I imagine so, man.
And the church got a hold of it.
Of course they did.
No, the beast, it's from God. It's a scourge of God because we lost the war.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they were telling people. See? It's our punishment. I love that.
It's a punishment, huh?
From God. It's not a demon. This is a divine beast of murder.
Divine. Devilish, even.
Could be. But that's not Maybe. What they said. They said it was a scourge from God. That's what the church told the people.
Well, I mean, back then the church could tell you anything, and you're like, whatever the fuck. They could tell you the sky's purple, and people would just say, yeah, you know what? My eyes haven't been too good lately. It must be purple.
That's like the news today.
What news?
Any news you look at.
Oh, I was like, oh, shit, something specific now.
CNN, they'll tell you one thing. Fox will tell you something else.
Yeah, that's very true.
And people are like, the thing. You know the thing.
And now propaganda is legal, so why not? You know what I mean? Why not bullshit?
Whole disaster. By late December 1764, rumors had begun circulating that there might be a pair of animals behind the killings. This is because there had been such a high number of attacks in such a short space of time, and because many of the attacks appeared to have occurred or were reported nearly simultaneously. Some contemporary accounts suggest the creature was seen with another such animal, while others report that the beast was accompanied by its young. So some people thought it was a female wolf with its young. Some people saw that, and then it was just all over the place. Oh, and then things started to get a little more sensational, a little more embellished. Well, there it is. I've seen it too. Oh, my God. So
yeah.
Nobody really knows how many people saw it, how many are true accounts of seeing it. But they're sure that these were not rabid wolves attacking people, because the people that survived the attacks did not die of rabies.
Oh, really?
Right. So that was one thought for a period of time, that they were sick wolves, rabid wolves,
yeah,
that were after people. And the funny thing is, the wolf, the beast, whatever it was attacking people. It wasn't attacking livestock.
Yeah, that. I mean, it seems pretty demonish, you know?
Right.
Like, I fucking ate all you. God's creation.
Rawr. And then the royalty was not happy about it either. They're like, oh, shit. Everybody's dying. Everybody's complaining. We got to do something about it. So January 12th, 1765, Jacques Portefeuille and seven friends were attacked by the beast. After several attacks, they drove it away by staying grouped together. The encounter eventually came to the attention of Louis XV, the king of France at the time,
okay,
who awarded 300 livres to Portefeuille and another 350 livres to be shared among his companions. And the king also rewarded Portefeuille with an education at the state's expense. So these people were completely uneducated. All they knew was what they knew of field life, farm life.
Yeah.
And when Jacques and his buddies attacked the beast and drove it off, that's when the king's like, oh, man, here's your reward. I'll set you up. And they, I think what these kids did, they fashioned knives or some sort of blades to the end of sticks, like pikes, and that's how they drove it off. Because they were, everybody was on the lookout, and they were particularly ready at this time. And after that, the king decreed that the French state would help find and kill the beast. This was at the beginning of 1765.
Okay.
First Captain Duhamel of the Clermont Prince Dragoons and his troops were soon sent to Le Gévaudan. Although extremely zealous in his efforts, non-cooperation on the part of the local herders and farmers stalled Duhamel's efforts. On several occasions, he almost shot the beast, but was hampered by the incompetence of his guards. So he was he was out hunting it, and he knew what he was looking for, but his guards would, you know, he would set up for the shot, and it takes a minute because you just have a, they didn't have sophisticated weaponry then.
Right, yeah.
So it took him a minute to set up for the shot, and then these jackasses would just come around somewhere and startle him so he didn't have the shot anymore, then the beast would run off.
You got to get new guards.
I think you wanted to.
Well, he better get on it. The fuck?
Well, the village of Le Mazeau was not present and ready as the beast crossed the Truyère River, Duhamel became frustrated. So he was pissed off.
We're clearly Frenchmen, judging by the way you're pronouncing all these words and shit.
When Louis XV agreed to send two professional wolf hunters, Jean-Charles Marc-Antoine Vermeil de Denevel, that's his whole name, Jean-Charles Marc-Antoine Vermeil Denevel.
What the fuck?
And his son, Jean-Francois, a little easier.
That's ridiculous.
Captain Duhamel was forced to stand down and return to his headquarters in Clermont-Ferrand. Cooperating with Denevel was impossible as the two differed too much in their strategies. Duhamel organized wolf hunting parties while Denevel and his son believed the beast could only be shot using stealthy techniques. The other issue with hunting in these lands is, as far as I understand, I think the lands were from an ancient volcano. So it's very rocky outcroppings, the soil doesn't go deep, and the low-lying areas are more marshlands than anything. So they could only go so far before they started sinking in the marsh. And then, you know, four-legged animal can go a lot further and faster than humans, even on horses.
Well, especially when you got a fucking interdimensional demon beast.
Well, I got a little something for that in a bit.
Fuck yeah.
Because I was looking at, I'll say it in a little while. Okay. I wanted to compare it with something else. And, oh shit.
Something else as in another cryptid or?
No. Other energy type things.
Oh, okay.
You might know. We'll see.
I might know when you tell me. see, if I focus too much on that, I'm going to completely zone out from what you're saying, and I'll say, can you say that again? Can you say that again?
All right. Where are we? Father and son Denevel arrived in Clermont-Ferrand on February 17th, 1765. Bringing 8 bloodhounds that had been trained in wolf hunting. So the Denevals were wolf hunters. They, when they were first hired, they believed that these were Eurasian wolves that were doing the attacks.
Okay.
So that's how they started hunting the stuff that was going on in Gévaudan. But they usually hunted in the plains of Eurasia area, you know, Eastern Europe, out there where they hunted wolves. This was that crazy terrain that I was talking about, and so it was a bit different. However, when the attacks continued, over the next 4 months, the pair hunted 4 Eurasian wolves, believing that one or more of these animals was the beast. However, when the attacks continued, the Denevals were replaced in June 1765. They didn't get anything. Maybe they killed a few wolves, but they didn't stop the attacks.
Okay.
So they were replaced in June 1765 by Francois Antoine. sometimes wrongly identified with his son, Antoine de Beauturne. So it wasn't Denneval's son, Antoine. It was a different Francois Antoine. I don't think they had too many names to pick from.
It's like fucking Jose's in Mexico. There's a lot of them. You know what I mean?
Hectors.
Is there a lot of Hectors?
The one actor that he was in Fast and Furious, and if you look at his IMDb page, he played Hector in the Fast and Furious and about 15 other movies he was Hector.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
I don't even know what his real name is, but he's just been that supporting character.
It's probably like Chris, you know.
Marvin Stapleton or something.
Marvin Stapleton? That's kind of funny, because I said Chris, and you said the last name Stapleton, and I think Chris Stapleton is a country singer.
It's all coming together. It worked.
It worked? What were you trying to do? Were you trying to summon him?
I will poop my pants if Chris Stapleton's middle name is Marvin. I'll poop him right now. So Francois Antoine come to the hunt in June 1765. But on September 20th or 21st, Antoine killed a large gray wolf measuring 31 inches high, 5 foot 7 inches long, and weighing 130 pounds. Now think about that. That's a fucking dude. That's the size of a dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's what, 2.5 feet tall? Is that to the shoulders or to the head?
I don't know. I would have to guess to the shoulders. It says 31 inches high. That's all I know.
Yeah, probably just
from nose to tail, 5'7", and 130 pounds. That's a dude.
I've seen dogs that size. I feel like it's not that big.
How big are wolves generally? I don't know. I don't have a frame of reference for that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really sure. You know, I'm not brushed up on my wolfology.
Damn it. I'm not either. I do the paranormal shit. All right. The wolf, which was named Lelou de Chazet, after the nearby Abbey de Chazet, or de Chazet. We're not French. I don't know.
Clearly.
It was said to have been quite large for a wolf. So there's that. Okay. Antoine officially stated, "We declare by the present report signed from our hand, we never saw a big wolf that could be compared to this one. Hence, we believe this could be the fearsome beast that caused so much damage. The animal was further identified as the culprit by attack survivors who recognized the scars on its body inflicted by victims defending themselves." So they marched it around. Look at this thing. Yeah, this is where I stabbed it.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They're like, it could have just been, honestly, it could have just been a larger wolf.
Yeah.
But I guess if it's going after the people and not livestock, it's probably a bit more nefarious than a wolf, right?
It seems like it was kind of smart, because there was those two wolf hunters, the Dennevals, who couldn't find it. There was the Captain Duhamel, who couldn't find it. And then now Francois Antoine killed this one. And why was it just attacking people? It would avoid the livestock and somehow avoided well-seasoned hunters. I think there's a little bit more intelligence there than just your run-of-the-mill wolf.
It's like Predator mixed with a wolf. He's not being hunted. He is the hunter. They're looking for him, and really he's just watching them the whole time. Like, look at these silly fucks.
And Schwarzenegger's over there covered in mud. Come on, kill me!
Yeah.
This wolf was stuffed and sent to Versailles, where Antoine's son, Antoine de Beauturne, was hailed as a hero. Antoine stayed in the Auvergne woods to chase down the female partner of the beast and her two grown pups. Antoine succeeded in killing the female's wolf and a pup, which seemed already larger than its mother. How they knew it was a pup, it was already bigger than mom.
Yeah, how the fuck? Look, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a vet. But how did it grow so? Did it come out of the mom? Or do they not know?
They just assumed it was the pup because it was following the female.
Okay.
I guess. At the examination of the pup, it appeared to have a double set of dew claws, a hereditary malformation found in Baruch, or Bosseron dog breed. Do you know what kind of is? Bosseron?
You remember that? Never heard of it. Again, I'm not a veterinarian, so I'm not sure of all these things, but I would think if it's got genetic defects such as double dew claws, maybe it could have a genetic defect to where it got a little bigger. You know, Andre the Giant was one. Probably Yao Ming, because he was a big motherfucker, you know?
Who was the dude that kicked Bruce Lee in the chest? Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yeah. I don't think he had a big, freaking lanky dude.
What?
Yeah, I don't think he had a defect. I think he was just a tall guy. I think he's just a big guy, you know?
Yeah, why can't creatures do that too?
I think it's very possible. And I don't know if I would label it a beast. I would call him, maybe he was, I don't know.
The other pup was shot and hit and was believed to have died while retreating between the rocks. Antoine returned to Paris and received a large sum of money, over 9,000 livres, as well as fame, titles, and awards. I don't know how many livres that there are in a dollar.
Your guess is as good as mine, man, because I have no clue.
What other things I read and other things I heard was that this was pretty much a year's salary for most people. So he was pretty well off all in one shot. And everything was good for a little while. That was September 20 or 21st in 1765. However, on December 2nd, two boys aged 6 and 12 were attacked, suggesting that the beast was still alive. The beast tried to capture the youngest, but it was successfully fought off by the older boy. Soon after, successful attacks followed, and some of the shepherds witnessed that the beast showed no fear around cattle at all.
Well, hang on, time out. This little boy fought this fucking thing off, this beast of Jovaudan?
Yeah, a 12-year-old fought it off of his younger brother. Uh-huh. Yep, that's the question. I see it on your face.
Are we really talking about a beast here? Or maybe just a hungry dog? You know, like he just had a birth defect. And then you got to label him a beast. Look, this is 2021. We can't talk like that anymore. You can't label somebody with a birth defect a beast.
Rude.
I think it's very rude. And I won't stand for it.
You're going to sit right there for it?
I'm going to sit here for it.
So there was another story that a mother with a pregnant mother was out in the field tending to, you know, whatever field stuff she needed to tend to, a farm. I don't think she had any livestock. But she was well enough pregnant, and the beast attacked her 6-year-old. And then she had two other kids with her. And she tried to fend off the wolf, the beast, from attacking the 6-year-old.
Hey, you said wolf.
Yeah. Well, everybody thinks it was a wolf or a werewolf of some sort. And the two other boys went inside and got their weapons, and the family fended it off. But the 6-year-old did not make it.
Ooh.
So the pregnant woman attacked the beast herself, and the other two boys fended it off. They chased it off from attacking the whole family.
So in the last story, a 12-year-old boy fought this thing off. This time, two boys and a mom can't keep it from killing their 6-year-old brother/son.
Right.
So maybe this is a stronger one. Maybe there are multiple.
I don't know.
Maybe the one was a juvenile. You know what I mean? The one that the 12-year-old fought off. This one was Papa Beast. And he said, look, I'm going to eat me a little boy. Ain't no pregnant lady going to fight me.
Hell no.
See, in humans, it's like you get between a pregnant lady and her meal, you get fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
See, it's the complete opposite here. You know what I mean?
We should take a break on that note.
Oh, yeah. I forgot we do this.
I don't know how to bring that back. I was just blanked. Sorry. I was thinking about the description, and four other things popped in my head to say at the same time, and And what it came out as, all the languages and none speaking in tongues, I guess. We don't want that. That'd be a bad time.
Yeah, it would be.
The reason I started researching this, I should have just said this at the beginning. I had it in my mind, and then it didn't happen. I got thrown off because of the live thing. But anyway, I think it was over the summer, in June, maybe? The band Powerwolf released their song, The Beast of Jovadon.
Okay.
And the video's awesome, and I'm like, what the hell is that? And that's when I started doing the research for it. Well, I mean, I kind of looked it up, and I'm like, this could be super fun. And then we did 14 more episodes before, and I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll just save it for an October thing. It's kind of spooky, right? It's October.
Sure, yeah.
But this thing, it attacked people for 3 years, all year long. I didn't care.
What a bastard.
I'm definitely not going to touch on everything that I learned, because there's just so much. I listened to a bunch of different podcasts on it. I read a bunch of stuff from the internet, the official website of it. There's a museum for the damn thing in France.
Wow.
All about this. There's just so much going on around this thing. Well, I guess I'll just keep going. But I didn't actually describe the thing. So, descriptions of the time vary, and reports may have been greatly exaggerated due to public hysteria. But the beast was generally described as a wolf-like canine with a tail, lean frame capable of taking great strides. It was said to be the size of a calf, a cow, or in some cases a horse. Imagine one of that coming at you.
I don't want to imagine that at all.
A dog the size of a horse.
Yeah, that it's like a... Oh, what the fuck were those big-ass wolves?
Dire wolves?
Dire wolf, yeah.
Yeah, that's what some people thought it may have been, a dire wolf.
That's
out there.
Kind of what I was leaning on, but now I'm not so sure. It doesn't sound big enough to be a dire wolf, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, people were just so, it was so sensationalized, it was so all over the place, people didn't know what to think. But anyway, it had an elongated head similar to that of a greyhound with a flattened snout, pointed ears, and a wide mouth sitting atop a broad chest. The beast's tail was also said to have been notably longer than a wolf's, with a tuft at the end. The beast's fur was described as a tawny or russet in color, but its back was streaked with black, and a white heart-shaped pattern was noted on its underbelly. Some people actually thought it may have been a baby lion, or some sort of hybrid lion thing.
A baby lion, huh?
Yeah, because I guess it was, in that time, in that place, it was kind of cool to have...
Exotic animals,
a menagerie of animals. So who knows if a lot of things can't crossbreed. Lions and tigers can crossbreed.
What about bears?
Lions, tigers, and bears. It was a liber?
I just wanted to say it, man. I just felt like we had to.
What else can crossbreed? I've seen, they called them zonkeys. So it was a donkey zebra. So it looked like a donkey on top, but it was striped legs.
I feel like I've seen this thing. Or am I thinking of, isn't there like a rhino that has like some fucking zebra stripes on it or something like that?
Really? No, I've never seen that.
I don't know.
Yeah, this thing was all over the place and then sensationalized. It seemed the beast could be everywhere at once. In the same day, it was in places separated by 6 to 7 miles. It liked to stand up and do some clowning, looking like it was happy as a Larry, and seemed to have no viciousness. If it was in a hurry, the beast would cross the rivers in 2 or 3 jumps, and it was seen walking on the water without getting wet. Someone assured that he heard the beast laugh and speak. Usually a mother would scold and threaten her child with the beast, and this would lay unexpectedly its hooks on the windowsill, gazing arrogantly. The sought-after baby. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
The killings just kept on going through all of 1765. So it started in June of 1764. Pretty much all of 1765. Let's see. January, February, March, multiple April, May, June, July, August, September. But there was a brief pause in attacks and killings from September until December 1765. Some people believe it was a time when, I think the guy's name was Jean Chastel. Is that the one? Yeah, I believe that was him. That they put him in prison. No, I could be mixing stuff up. But there was a period of time where there was no attacks, and it seemed kind of weird that there was... I think he was the one that was in prison. Pretty sure.
Okay.
And then people started to suspect that maybe he had trained some beasts to attack some people. And he wanted to be the hero.
So he trained some fucking crazy beast? I don't know, man. It seems a little...
That was one theory that maybe somebody had trained... Well, let me read this here. According to modern scholars, public hysteria at the time of the attacks contributed to widespread myths that supernatural beasts roamed Javadon. But deaths attributed to a beast were more likely the work of a number of wolves or packs of wolves. In 2001, the French naturalist Michael Louis, or Michel Louis, who knows, proposed that the red-colored mastiff belonging to Jean Chastel sired the beast, and its resistance to bullets may have been due to it wearing the armored hide of a young boar. Thus also accounting for its unusual color. So okay. They think Jean Chastel may have trained a beast or beasts to attack people, and it wasn't quite a dog, it wasn't quite a wolf, it wasn't quite this or that, but somehow it could withstand direct gunshots for the most part. People would shoot it, and it would get away.
It sounds like the wolf from Skinwalker Ranch.
Yeah, eventually people started comparing it with that.
Hmm.
Did you ever see the movie Brotherhood of the Wolf?
Nah, doesn't even ring a bell.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about it either until one of the podcasts I was listening to about this started mentioning it, and I actually watched it last week. I guess it was cool in 2001, but I didn't really care for it myself.
Did you watch it in preparation for this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, I mean, look it at was. You, man.
What?
I said, wow, look at you going all out and stuff. Watching movies and shit.
It was fine. It was definitely the setting was everything fully for the story. This was complete. They used everything from the story for that. They set it up in Javadon, but they had these two guys come in the movie. The only actor I knew in the movie was Mark Dacascos. I think that's how you say his name. And I think he was a game show host for a little while, I believe. But he's into martial arts. Do you remember the movie Only the Strong? No.
No.
Okay. But in Brotherhood of the Wolf, he portrayed a Native American who was exceptionally good at martial arts and beat the ever-living shit out of about 15 people at the same time.
That's impressive.
It was a very confusing movie because first the beast was attacking people, and then these two guys show up, and they have these tricorn hats on, or tricorn hats, I guess. So they look like pirates with ninja masks on, riding horses, just wandering into this area and just beating the shit out of the natives that live there. They're like these savages that were in the area.
What the hell is like, a tricorn hat?
Like the pirate hat. It's pointed at the front and it's pointed at each side.
Oh. Did you say tricorn as in the vegetable?
Yeah, is tricorn? It's tricorner. It's three
trike,
corners.
Trike. Horn.
Tricorn? Is that what it is?
Is that what it is? I don't know. Is that what I don't know.
I thought it was T-R-I, corn, nah. Corner.
I guess trike doesn't make sense because that's a three-wheel bike.
Maybe we're both wrong or we're both right. I don't know.
I'm going to lean towards we're both wrong because it seems like we do that a lot.
Well, these fucking ninja pirates riding horses just showed up to this land and the movie didn't know what it wanted to be the whole time. What are we doing?
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like they're like, oh, yeah, fuck pirates and ninjas. Yeah.
Yep.
Get just, I don't care how you do it. Just figure out a way to get them in there.
Well, that's not the best of it. You ever play the game Soul Calibur?
No.
What are we doing? But anyway, there's a character in that game. Her name's Ivy, and she has this sword that can break down into links like a whip. And sure shit, that showed up in the movie, but not for either one of those characters. Some other person in the movie had that. Like, you pull the sword out, and you flick it, and then it drops down to all these different links, all these shards of metal from the sword, and now it's this crazy sharded whip thing.
So they're like, you know what? That's pretty cool. I'm going to put that in my movie. You know what? Yep. That's pretty cool. I'm going to steal that fucking idea, put it in my movie.
You know what else we need? We need some crazy shaman lady, and her dad is fucking crazy about protecting her, so we're going to need some of that in the movie.
Yeah. Why not? You know?
Oh, you know what else we need? We need to kill one of the main characters. Actually, we'll kill them both, but we'll bring one back. So that's what we're going to do, too.
So they killed a main character and then brought the main character back?
Yeah, there was like 25 minutes left of the movie, and they killed the main character. And I'm like, what the fuck else you guys got going on? Is this how it ends? What's going on?
Fucking Jesus, he got resurrected?
Brought him right back.
Incredible.
I know, right?
Magicians, magical. It's a miracle.
Then he found out, in the movie, he found out what the beast was. Somebody was controlling it, and it was some sort of crazy, super elaborately armored young male lion. Fucking crazy.
Okay. So, what the fuck?
Yeah. So let me tell you how the killings finally stopped, or so the kingdom wanted them to stop. So they stopped reporting them, or they just ignore people who were reporting further attacks beyond what happened. The killing of the creature that eventually marked the end of the attacks is credited to the local hunter named Jean Chastel, who they thought was the one that was actually controlling the beast at one point. He shot it at the slopes of Mont Mouchet, now called some other fucking French shit that I'm not even going to try to pronounce.
Don't even try, man. Don't even try.
During a hunt organized by a local nobleman, the Marquis, on June 19th, 1767, when things finally stopped, in 1889, Abbot Porcher told the edifying oral tradition, which said that the hero Chastel shot the creature after reciting his prayers, but the historical accounts do not report any such thing. So there's one account that says Chastel eyed the beast, and the beast looked at him, and he pulled out his gun, and he said a prayer to God, and then he aimed, and he killed the beast.
I thought you were going to... And he turned the gun on himself. I'm going out on my own watch, Satan. Your camera's going wild, dude.
Is it bouncing?
Not, like, the colors. Like, the blacks are like...
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe because there's so much black. You look like a head.
That's good. I guess.
Like Mimir from God of War.
I don't know who that is.
Well, that's because you didn't play it like I told you to.
There you go. How about that? Adjust for low light. Hey, let me know.
Sure. Let's give it a shot.
What was I going to do? Jean Chastel. Oh, there's another report that says he used... The reason he was able to kill it so swiftly is because he added silver to his bullets. Uh-huh. Well, look at you.
Here we go. Here we go.
And that, and supposedly this is where the legend, the myth, the thing in pop culture, you have to use a silver bullet to kill a werewolf. Supposedly it came from this.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, tying things together. I like it.
Oh, buddy. It's not over yet.
Okay.
So the thing I was telling you about earlier with the extra energies,
mm-hmm.
I compared this location, the Javadon region, to ley lines.
I fucking knew you were going to say it. I knew it.
And they are there, dude. When I have it on Google Earth at work, and every once in a while I'll pop it open and be like, well, there's some shit going on there. How about that? There are two ley lines that cross just north of the Javadan region.
Look, ley lines do some weird things, man. They're causing some weird shit to happen. So I'm not surprised.
No.
I mean, where they intersect. They don't really cause weird shit where they don't, but where they intersect, don't move there. Unless you like this kind of shit, unless you like getting eaten by a fucking wolf beast.
Well, I mean, I could say that there's some shit that happens even just along the line, because Point Pleasant, West Virginia is near a ley line, just the edge of the line.
Oh, I was thinking that was at an intersection. I guess it's not, no.
And a guy at work, he was just talking about stuff that his brother does, and he was like some sort of security guard at some underground facility.
Okay.
And he named the town, I think it was Boylestown in Pennsylvania, and he was talking about all this weird shit that his brother would encounter, him and the other security guards around this place.
Mm-hmm.
Like they had to go out on this this walkway above this water in this dark tunnel somewhere. I don't know what the fuck they're doing in there, but he said he felt like there was something watching him, or he was just completely freaked out in that place. And later on, after the conversation was done, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I wonder. So I brought it up, and sure as shit, there is a ley line real close to that location he was talking about.
Well, I mean, you said it was in a tunnel?
Yeah, some sort of weird underground tunnel walkway.
Yeah. See, those are fucking creepy anyway. When I was a kid, we used to hang out. It was across from my middle school. And we just called it the tunnel. There was graffiti all over it. It was like in the summertime, you go there and it was nice and cool, like cool air coming out.
Yeah.
So we always thought we were badasses, and we'd walk back there, and then you'd get so far and you're like, nah, fuck this, dude. And you turn around, you run, and you're like straddling the water that's running out.
Oh, God.
So you're running like
waddle run out.
Yeah, you're running like you just dropped a turd in your pants, and you don't want to. You're afraid your cheeks are going to squish it together. You know?
No. You could really fuck with some people if you go back there now and just leave a red balloon.
Oh. Yeah, you know, and then
fuck some people up.
I see all these videos on YouTube and shit. I'm sure a lot of them are fake, but you kind of wonder, because like they're like walking through a tunnel or through a creepy house, and this thing goes and then pops its head back, and it's like, whoa, what the fuck? So I'm like,
no.
I could have died.
Yeah, you could have been, damn it, the hell's the kid's name from? Georgie.
I could have been Georgie, man.
Pretty sure it was Georgie, wasn't it? Was it Bill and Georgie?
I don't remember. Georgie, yeah.
It was a kid in the yellow coat, right?
Yeah, that was Georgie.
Yeah.
And I think Bill was his older brother, yeah.
Yeah. Nope. If I see a red balloon, fuck that. I will U-turn the fuck out of there.
My son said he wants to... My daughter might have said this too, because we have a fucking... a sewer grate. Like a sewer... Like a... I guess it's for rainwater.
Yeah,
like
sure.
Right across the street from us. And they were saying, like, we want to get a red balloon and tie it there for Halloween. And I'm like, that's a great idea. Just fucking do it.
Let's do it. It's going to happen.
And then we'll just get like a... figure out how to get a Pennywise mask and just kind of hang it down there.
Oh my God.
How fucking scary would that be? You don't know it's there, and then all of a sudden, we all flew down here.
Well, if you get that far, you're starting to set everything up, and then Pennywise actually shows up.
Yeah, that would be fucking hard. Yeah.
We all float down here.
I see you like red balloons too.
I have more down here.
I'm getting chills over here, man.
And then now when you walk out of your house and you see that grate, you're going to have a shiver. Oh, shit. So there's something in there.
Yeah. Fuck it.
So this thing, it could have been a bunch of wolves. It could have been wolves that were hungry and they couldn't get out of the area. The funniest thing is, that's not funny, but the craziest thing is it was just attacking people, or they were attacking people for whatever reason. They were not going after the livestock in this region. I mean, the story is pretty much over. The killings ended, but the question is, did they end because they actually ended, or did they end because the kingdom, Louis the 15th, wanted to said, okay, yeah, we fixed the problem. You know, we're the heroes. There's no more problem. Because they were a laughingstock. They lost the war, and then they're getting their asses kicked and killed by some sort of wolves. The fuck is wrong with you, French people? You can't even take care of some wolves in your land?
Whoa, man, take it easy. We might have some French people listening.
No, I'm saying that in that time.
That's their ancestors, bro.
In that time, people were laughing at them. There was even a satirical newspaper article from Britain.
Mm-hmm.
They were saying, yeah, they killed this beast, and when they cut it open, they found all this ammunition, 150 rounds in it, a bunch of artillery, a bunch of guns, just making fun of them the whole time.
And then at the end, it was like, psych!
Then they were a laughingstock. So did the kingdom say, yeah, we killed it, and we don't have any more problems, but there were actually more deaths from wolves in that area?
Maybe they just went back to their dimension, man. Maybe there was a couple interdimensional ones. You know what I mean? Maybe they're from another planet. Maybe their spaceship broke down. They had to eat some people for a little while until they could. Maybe they needed human bone for their ship, and then they just got it fixed. Maybe they needed human brains because they ripped the head off and nobody found the heads.
Nope.
See?
Eat the whole heads. You don't know.
Being awful judgmental. You don't know what those wolves, beasts went through.
So for the accounts here from June of 1764 to June of 1767, there was 240 attacks resulting in 112 deaths, 53 wounded, and 75 who encountered it but weren't attacked. According to this website, but a contemporary or a more modern investigation in the area determined that it was significantly more than that. A 1987 study estimated that there had been 610 attacks, resulting in 500 deaths and 49 injuries. 98 of the victims killed were partly eaten. Other sources claim the animal or animals killed between 60 and 100 adults and children and injured more than 30. The beast was reported killed several times before the attacks finally stopped. How about that?
Wow.
So it zipped in and out of the ley lines and attacked a bunch of people and they couldn't find it. The region was a shit region to do any kind of hunting.
Yeah, I just wonder, there's it seems made up to me. I don't want to say made up, but it seems like they all got together and they're like, hey, look, let's really get the tourists here. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, it ended up being international news.
Yeah.
So they talked it up a lot for a while, and then eventually they're like, we can't do this anymore. We got to stop this. But that's all I really got on Le Bête du Javadon.
Well, I think it's a wolf.
Just one?
No, I don't actually know. I'm not sure what I think about it. I think the town made it up. I kind of think the town made it up just to drum up some attention, get the tourists there, get a little money in their pockets, and let's spruce this fucking town up, you know?
Maybe. They had to spruce it up for all the people coming in to hunt it because there was a significant reward for this thing.
Maybe there was a wolf. You know, there might have been a wolf killing people, but I don't think it was any more abnormal than... I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. But that's all I've got.
Okay.
I want to know what everybody thinks. Apparently, you can just leave it in the comments.
That's it. Comment down below. Or where can they rate us and tell us?
Ooh, podchaser.com/brainontheweird. And search for us on Apple Podcasts. You can leave us, just leave us 5 stars. What else are you going to do? 2? That's dumb. Just leave us 5.
If you leave us 2 stars, we will come to your house. We will find out where you live. Well, hey.
And bring some Kool-Aid.
Look, we're just going to sit down and chat with you, you know?
We're going to talk it out.
I guess it did sound a little threatening, but that's not what I meant.
We're going to come to your house. We're going to hammer on your door and leave the Watchtower brochure. What?
The Watchtower?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jehovah's Witnesses?
Oh. I thought you were talking about like some Stephen King.
No.
That wasn't the Watchtower. I got it up here.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Mercedes is up there. Mm-hmm. Can't see it because I hung my shelf too high, thinking it would be okay, and then realized it's not. So now I got to move it. I got to fucking plug some holes and all that. And anyway.
Plug holes? No. Put something else there. I have a plug hole. Yeah.
I got my my picture did come in that I'm going to put over here. But I got to frame it because it's too nice. If it was just like a normal poster or something, I would just double side tape it, like 3M tape it.
Just glue it on the wall like wallpaper.
Yeah. Well, you know what I mean? 3M tape it, you know?
Right.
But, if you guys do want one of those, you could go to tpublic.com/bringontheweird. That's where my wife picked it up. You can get some merch at zazzle.com/store/bringontheweird. Or myconspiracytees.com/bringontheweird. I fucked up the T Public one, didn't I?
I don't think so.
I think I said tpublic.com/bringontheweird. Go there and search for us. You'll find it.
Right.
You can just go to your DuckDuckGo and, you know, bring on the weird T Public. I'm sure it'll come up.
Oh, yeah. But they're all those links and all those fun things are on weirdnesshq.com/bringontheweird.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on rockfin.com/bringontheweird.
You're right. I forgot. I almost forgot. Well, I did forget, but I almost, you know what I mean.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yep. Those things. I'm just talking here.
So the uncut versions of this will be on there as video form.
Yeah.
And are you posting those pretty much right after we record them?
Well, I needed to talk to you about that because we're a little ahead of schedule with this one. I was thinking we'd just throw it up. I mean, we're already fucking live on YouTube, right? We got to put it up, right?
Yeah, sure. See, that's the other thing. You know, you're putting it up as premium on Rockfin, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, there it is.
If you're a premium member, it's not like you're paying
just for our stuff.
Correct. Yeah. You pay the premium, the $9.99, and then you get all the premium content. It's like having a Netflix subscription. You know what I mean? You pay the price.
You really wanted to watch Stranger Things, but hey, you know what? While you got the subscription, why don't you go watch what's something else? Castlevania, the animated Castlevania show. I think I'm going to watch that.
Okay.
I'm interested in that.
Well, give it a watch.
All right. Anything else?
Nah, I got nothing else, man. This was it was a nice one to lead into Spooktober.
That's it. # Spooktober.
Wasn't too spooky.
It was pretty vicious.
Yeah.
Stay weird, world.
And we'll see you guys next time.